Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I couldn't jump in before it hit the post there. Turned down for lunch is what we got here. B. Mitch is digging into his home-brought lunch, which smells delicious. I'm going to defer my gratification until after the show. Steve Zabin sitting in for J.P. Finley, who's enjoying his bye week. What do we got today?
That?
Yeah.
Some air-fried pork chops.
Nice.
Spiced up, too. Whew.
Tell you, air fryers have changed the game.
Yes, it has.
It's, you know, things that are declared game changers is overused. People overuse that term. I'm happy to say air fryers, oh, they done changed the game.
We did 10 filet mignons here one day in the air fryer.
Get out of town. Where'd you get the 10 filets?
I forgot the name of the place that JP gets the stuff from. The one that ship it to you around Christmas time.
Oh,
and we seasoned
Omaha
them up.
Steaks?
Omaha, and we had them right here.
Oh, good. In the air fryer.
Air fryer. 400 nice. Degrees. Took them about 15 minutes.
Nice. Okay.
And they were medium.
They were very nice. All right, let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. It is our pleasure now to welcome on Mike Jones. I said Mike Jones.
Who?
Of The Athletic. Mike, good afternoon.
What's
How
up,
are
Mike?
You, my friend? It's great to talk to you again. How you been?
Hey, it's been a while, Dave, you know, and B. Mitch, good to hear from you. You know, I'm in the middle of prepping some air fryer fried
Ooh.
Wings
yeah.
Right now
That's
myself.
I
tell you, you're right. Game changer, man.
I'm going to tell you, go get you some Chilean sea bass. Take some Ooh. Cajun seasoning, mix it with lemon pepper.
We don't make ex-NFL money, man. That's
mix it.
An expensive fish right
there. No, you go, just go
That's
to Costco.
The Cadillac
go to
fish.
Costco. You can get it at Costco. You get the little separate little packages. And you season it with the lemon pepper and the Cajun with a little cayenne pepper. Put it in an air fryer. Unbelievable.
How many minutes?
Oh, it takes about just 5 to, no, about 7.5. Right.
New segment for when JP comes back, Recipe Friday.
Recipe
air
Friday.
Fryer,
air
Recipe
fried.
Friday.
Hey, we can
there
do that.
Right
we can
show.
Do that.
So, Mike, you and I last crossed paths when we were on NBC4 doing the weekly Redskins show with our friend Clinton Portis and Carol Maloney. That was good times right there. I've been reading your stuff ever since. You're covering the league beautifully. And the league never disappoints when it comes to its storylines, does it?
Never does. The drama never stops. And when we think we got stuff figured out, we learn that we don't have anything figured out, especially this year where everything is so wide open. Good
yeah.
teams are bad. Bad teams are good. Contenders are wetting the bed. It's just, you know, it's wild out there this year.
Everyone kind of assumed we were steamrolling towards yet another epic Chiefs-Bills encounter in the playoffs. And now with the Bills looking very gettable at times, they've lost to a four-pack of very mediocre quarterbacks this year, and the Chiefs hanging in there for dear life in a huge game against the Colts, we may not get them. Question, is everyone okay if we draw Denver-New England in the AFC Championship game?
I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't mind
Mike,
me.
Would you be okay with that surprise? Well, no one called this one. Championship game?
I'm so tired of Sean Payton's smug face. I just don't
It'll be
want
tough.
To see that.
He is so cocky.
Unless he's there and Mike Vrabel stomps a mud hole in him, I do not want to see Denver there just because, like, I just can't, man. Now, we very well may, you know, and because every team is beatable. I do wonder about these teams like New England who, when they get to playoffs for the first time, it's a different energy. It's a different level of intensity. And we see kind of some of these young upstart teams falls just short a little bit. But Washington made it to the championship game last year, so it's definitely doable.
Yeah.
I anybody but the Broncos and Sean Payton, you know. Not because I don't like Bo Nix, and I really like their defense, but Sean Payton is just
– Yeah, he's a little
– purses those lips, and he looks – he's just, you know.
You know what it is for me, Jonesy? It's the glasses.
Yeah.
I think he's shopping on the wrong carousel for the ladies' glasses. Seriously, look at his glasses. They're like these clear Sally Jesse Raphael glasses. And I'm an old man that needs readers myself.
You took
myself.
Me back with Sally Jesse Raphael. Man.
I know, I did right there. But anyway, so let's talk about the Bills. You know, at times I get buddies saying, what's wrong with the Bills? As if I know. Right. But my general theory is they've been pressing the do something Josh Allen button for too long, and the rest of their team muscles have atrophied to a certain degree. Do you have an operative theory about where McDermott and the Bills are now?
Yeah, I mean, here's the problem. So last week I did a story on the contenders and pretenders, and I picked the brains of scouts and coaches, people around the league who have gone up against these teams, and a number of them told me that the Bills were pretenders. And I'm like, but they got Josh Allen. And they said, yeah, but they are too dependent on Josh Allen. If they can't run the football well, or if their defense can't get the stops, he has to be all world for them to win. And yesterday was the perfect example of the defense was not getting the stops that they needed. They weren't able to run the football. They were bringing pressure, and Josh Allen just, it was almost like too much was on him. And it was odd because there were times that he would normally take off and just run and pick up yardage, and he wasn't doing that. He was doing all this twirling around in the backfield and getting himself into more trouble. And then you had Joe Brady making really like head scratcher play calls. And so I looked and I said, yeah, there really is too much on this guy. He's trying to do so much and be so, you know, superheroish. And he doesn't have a defense that's going to get him the ball because they would get stopped, but just beyond midfield. So they were getting pinned deep in their territory, and he had to go 95 yards every single time that they got the ball. And so I looked and I said, yeah, they really are pretenders. Because there's no way Davis Mills should have been able to carve up their defense like that and lead touchdown drives. They should have, you know, been able to cause some trouble and give him some fits, and they weren't able to do that.
But I think as you look at it, and I've said this year in and year out, if you can get pressure up the middle on a quarterback, you can mess all of them up. And you look at them rushing against him last night, they had those two guys coming up the middle occupying multiple bodies from the Buffalo Bills, and those outside guys were beating the hell out of their tackles. He couldn't step up in the pocket like he normally does, and that killed him.
Right, right, because that's the way he normally takes off, is he'll dart up the middle. And they didn't do anything as far as like moving the pocket with some rollouts and bootlegs to try to get him on the edge, to get him away from those guys. It just, the whole thing, and you saw his frustration when he went to the sideline after that fourth down stop where they got stopped for a 5-yard loss, when he was just like, what are we doing? It's not looking good for them. And, you know, I don't know, because the thing is he's already lost to New England one time. If he couldn't handle Houston's defense, he's definitely not going to handle Denver's defense, which leads the league in sacks. And they also have a good secondary. So it's not looking good for Buffalo.
All right, let me flip it to the other side of that equation, which is the Chiefs equation. And I want to talk about their opponent this weekend, which is the Colts. Colts are 8-2. The Daniel Jones resurgence is truly incredible. I'm still not sure if it's real or not, but it's real so far. Jonathan Taylor goes a long way to making a quarterback who's kind of mid look pretty hot. My question is this. Somebody asked me, why can't the Commanders do a quick rebound a la the Colts? Because I was already looking ahead to next year, Mike, for the Commanders going, I don't even know if next year's a thing, given how depleted they are. And somebody said, well, what about the Colts? What about them? What have they done to be where they are now?
Well, okay, the Colts have had a quality offensive line, a good run game, a good defense for a number of years.
Yeah.
They just
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Needed a smart quarterback that was able to take care of the football and run the offense. Now Daniel Jones is starting to look like he might be turning back into a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I think he's had like 6 turnovers in the last 2 games combined. Right. So teams are figuring out where to pressure him and everything. But again, the cupboard wasn't bare. They have not had all those bad drafts piling up. Mm-hmm. They've had some good drafts. They just needed a couple extra ingredients. So the Commanders, look, they are going to need more drafts. And it's unfortunate that they gave up picks for Marshawn Lattimore, the Laremy Tunsil picks. Okay, that was a good move. But it's a shame that some of their building blocks that they would really be able to use this coming draft are gone for a veteran that didn't pan out. But it's going to take several quality drafts and some smart free agent signings, and not these like, get a guy past his prime Von Miller hoping it'll work. Mm-hmm. You got to get some young on the rise guys. Once you have successive drafts and year upon year, then your depth is better. And that's why it's going to take a little bit of time, but it can get there. It's just, look, we got to remember, anything is better. The owner's not sabotaging the head coach. The GM isn't falling asleep, drunk in meetings. It could have been way better. It could have been way worse. I mean,
yeah,
we've been through a lot. We forget how bad it was. But it'll just take some time.
I think also when I look at even with Daniel Jones, he has strengths. And I think the Colts have leaned towards those strengths instead of trying to just say, this is our offense, run it. And I believe Washington will have to do the same thing with their quarterback. Lean towards the strengths. Make sure he understands you're more important than what you think. You're the CEO. Right. You're not just a player. But they have to lean towards his strengths and not just, I hear every week about this is we throw to the open receiver when I'm watching teams with lesser quarterbacks throwing 15 times to one guy and he catches 12, 13 of them.
Right.
You got to figure it out.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And again, when you have a quality run game that really – eases stuff up, that helps ease pressure on that quarterback. We're not talking about a run game that's good because the quarterback's running all the time, but a running back that is can change and really put pressure on a defense, then they can't just key on your quarterback. And so that'll take some time. Again, they got to find, you know, continue to beef up this offensive line. They got to continue. They've got to find a real running back that can be the workhorse guy. And then, you know, at receiver, yeah, Devo, Terry, but those guys are not young. And so, again, when you look at the list of needs, it's kind of long. And yeah, it's almost unfortunate that they got lucky and won like they did last year, because it made them think that they were further along than what they were in their roster construction.
The most compelling story to me this week is Shador's first start. 2-8 Browns, 2-8 Raiders. Normally a please black this out in my area game. Instead, I'm all about it. No matter what Shador does, we know that some of the takes,
it's gonna be a story.
Some of the takes, Mike, are going to be wild in either direction. What do you think is the bar for Shador in his first start, given the fact he hadn't been with the first team all year in practice?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing that's, you know, it's a process, and he's not going to go out there and look all world. Now, again, he's going against a defense that's not the most dominant. They do have Max Crosby, though, so there is, you know, a talented pass rusher opposite him. But they have got to run the football. They've got to protect him. They got to catch passes. The problem is, like last week against Baltimore, I don't care who the quarterback was back there, that offensive line has really deteriorated and was not good. Nobody would have been able to have a chance. Just look at Joe Flacco, how bad he looked with them, and they thought, oh, this guy is done. He's a stiff. Let's trade him to our in-division rivals. And he goes out there, and he's directing an offense that's averaging 28 points and 350 yards a game. So they are very devoid of talent. So that's why I worry for Shador. I think that he's going to make some plays. He'll probably make some mistakes. But his first game actually wasn't all that bad. He had, you know, three or four bad plays, but he made something out of nothing a couple times. And, you know, so you just want to see him take care of the football, you know, extend plays, and, you know, we'll see what happens from there. But you can't expect miracles with the offensive cast that he's working with.
The other guy has got a huge lot of stuff riding on his outing on Sunday is J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota. Vikings are at the Packers, and the McCarthy thing is bubbling and brewing to where it's almost going to be a crisis point if he lays another egg. His numbers, Mike, are terrible, as you know. They're lagging behind even Zach Wilson after five games with the Jets, and they were ready to ship his ass out at that point. So this is a big start for McCarthy on the road.
It is, but here, this is the silly thing about this. The guy didn't play football last year.
Yeah.
You know, he's basically a rookie. And it's very silly of Minnesota to, you know, have the expectation that he was going to come in and look dynamite with a lack of experience. If they really thought that they were Super Bowl contenders this year, they should have franchised Sam Darnold and make McCarthy sit after him, under him for one more year, so we can actually be on the field practicing and running an offense and taking snaps for a whole year before turning the starting job over to him. You're going to take lumps with a young guy with the least amount of experience that he's had there. And so I don't like the whole narrative that I've been following for, you know, all these weeks that he's been starting. It's the first time he's been out there. He's not going to look great. And, yeah, I mean, Peyton Manning's rookie year, didn't he lead the league in interceptions?
Yes, he did.
You know, it takes time. And as we see, Sam Darnold looked, you know, like trash. And now he, you know, several years.
Well, last weekend he looked like trash, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He woke up. He stopped dreaming.
Talk about some pumpkinish shades turning back into a pumpkin. Sam Darnold, like, oh, boy. Please tell me this guy's not coming back.
It takes some time, though. You know, I mean.
Okay.
He didn't just. So that's why I think that.
Listen.
Need to alter their expectations.
I hear you. Your take on McCarthy is quite defensible. And logic, and sounded and grounded in reason. But here's the problem, Mike. Drake May exists. And because Drake May exists, and you hold one in one hand and the other in the other, even counting the fact that May played last year and got his lumps sort of through the system, he's in the same quarterback class, and he's kicking ass.
Yeah, but he didn't kick it last year, and McCarthy got hurt. I understand what Mike is saying. I think that's what we've all got. If we see one game, I listen to fans all the time. They see one play, now they expect it the rest of the year. I always tell everybody, this football not easy, especially at that quarterback position. Right, but right. Me, and JP could tell you, I was never super high on McCarthy anyway, because I think in college, he played for a team
that ran the hell out the football 50 times a
and
game.
They didn't go to him when they needed something. They handed it to the little short dude in the backfield. You know? So I've never really thought he was prepared for the passing aspect of the NFL. I think he's a smart kid. He's a winner. But he doesn't throw the ball effectively enough to be really the guy that they want him to be right now.
I agree. And that's why I agree. I think that this year, they should have said it. Yes, we're going to try to win games. But this is about learning. This is about laying the foundation. You know, he's going to learn the NFL game. He's got to learn the passing windows. He's got to learn the tempo. And they should be they should be trying to pound the football instead of having him drop back as many times a game as he does. You know, Kevin O'Connell is a smart coach, but, you know, we saw, you know, some kind of questionable quarterback management when he was here in Washington with, you know, Dwayne Haskins was young, you know. Find ways to lighten the load on your quarterback, simplify things, and, you know, not think that you're calling plays for, you know, seven-year veteran and expect, you know, great results from a kid that, you know, has only played, you know, a handful of games in the NFL.
All right, 30-second out because we're up against a break. You got one game that you like the most tomorrow? Come on, Jonesy, give us something.
Oh, I mean, I really want to see this Cowboys-Eagles game because, you know, the Cowboys, they're at home. Dak Prescott 18-0 against NFC East teams at home, and the Eagles, there's so much pressure and turmoil and everything.
Is that right? That stat's right? 18-0 at home?
Last 18 games at home.
18 in a row. 18 in a row for Dak at home.
That ends
against NFC East.
That ends this weekend.
All right. Well, 4-5-1 Cowboys, this is like their last chance to actually say, hey, we're still going to – we have some ambitions left in the season. If they can't beat the Eagles who are 3.5-point favorites, then it's probably curtains. Mike Jones, as always, a pleasure,
appreciate
my friend.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Great to connect.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right, Mike Jones of The Athletic. Coming up, the governor and his picks for the weekend. You're listening to The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.